on becoming more. Slippity slip slip, I am happy, what a day. Finally, I climb out of my cave, for I have energy. Soon it will be time to sleep with long hours tomorrow, but for today I have accomplished at least something. What a slippery slope happiness is, as sliding down I look around and, jarringly, see nobody to celebrate with. I press my face to the window, and an alien feeling comes over me, a yearning to go outside. With bleary eyes, I see that from one day to the next, spring has come. A jaunt outside, then back inside, a luxury shower with a new bottle of shampoo, a full bottle. For the first time in ages, I slather soap everywhere, foam piled high on my head. I feel like a child again, playing while washing. Water raining down as around my feet weeks are showered away. Hair dries. If dead matter could be happy, it would be springingly speaking curly. Padding to bed, I lay there on my side, luxuriating and relaxing. I work, sleep, eat, and hope to someday die here. My belly stretches out before me, large enough of a flesh puddle for a child to jump up and down on. I like gaining weight, or becoming more. Scars bulge, wishing to tell their story, but more importantly, the body's strength grows as my flesh enlarges into a reservoir of memories. A sharp knife sensation cuts, my period spreads a comforting blanket, and now my bed is a place where I bleed too. But the knife keeps cutting, and just like with the violent proposal from King Solomon, I slip into two. It's memory and madness. In this empty birth of blood and imagined spirit, the mother of mothers, Eve, is born again, and we dance hand in hand in loud circles, and for a moment, a harsh crack of sunshine runs down my face. In a clap of a performance that's not me or mine, it's Eve's mouth that shapes a jumble of words in a rush. For this text, let me be you here, this at least I can give you. Eve's not really me, she died, but through these words you can be alive again. I was murdered in the streets. Sitting in place, the scanner screeches eek, 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 with a quality so high I can zoom into the grains of the paper. But still, I have learned nothing more. Try again. I pick up the next picture from the family archive. Brunhilde. A name written on the back of a photo in my grandmother's writing is all I know of the little girl standing under a swastika. Next picture, time to try again. Or maybe, time to take a breath, a walk outside, a breath away from the black and white death eyes and the unknowing family murdered. Outside, it is snowed white, only my footprint staining it. I undress, and the performative monument starts. My skin turns a new color blue in German coldness. See me, I'm as human as you. I shit, piss, cry, hurt. Look here, scars on my body deep, heart on my sleeve as I stand here naked. I'm more solid than any monument. I am standing in front of you. Deny me, I'll scream. Oh, that's not me. It's my foremother screaming, encircling me. Hello, Eve. They came from here, murdered, transported on tracks, bulldozed away. 10 generations German, 10 generations hollow, blanked, erased away. I jump high, floating in above, staying in the air. My body is a hand-me-down of those roaring before me. A monument with a history written on my face, on my scars, and voice accented. A monument of never forget until there is no need to remember as we forget our differences and see each other as human again. Ugliness disperses. No need for pretty cover words. Then I can land again. The monument is gone. I put my sweater on. Nakedness hidden again. A car honks. Performance is over. Shivering, it happened, is happening here, and in the streets on my way home. Hello, Frankfurter Platz. Hello, Nazis. You don't know me, but I know you. I see you. Drained by the unbirth, as Eve slips back into me, I rest in the chair a while before continuing to stack the photos of the archive. I weakly eek, eek, eek in the silence and scan some more.